Tumblr.com. And please.
Mary had a little man,
the fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life.
Not you.
The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important, essential places of faith to open right now.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's doing that for the evangelical vote, which, of course, he gets, which he shouldn't get, because he's the most irreligious human being I have ever experienced in my entire life. And that is including atheists not afraid to die or burn in hell, like my friend Ron Reagan Jr. Okay? I know all kinds of people. This man is the most irreligious person in the world. Also, he doesn't have the authority to override governors' decisions. Doesn't have the authority. He's doing this because he sees the polling. The polling is putrid. Happy Friday, you bastards.
Oh!
Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for fun? Because we're open. We're open, everybody. Everybody, we're open. Take the hydroxy. Take it. Take it. By the way, The Lancet just completed a study of 96,000 patients. 96,000 patients on six continents. Of the effectiveness and the safety of hydroxychloroquine. And what it found was a higher risk of death is associated with giving COVID-19 patients hydroxychloroquine. Eric Topol, cardiologist and the director of Scripps Research Translational Institute. If there was ever hope for this drug, this is the death of it. It is one thing not to have a benefit, but this shows distinct harm.
Oh!
That's one voice. Here's another one. David Marin, the director of preventative cardiology at Stanford University's School of Medicine, quote, "These findings provide absolutely no reason for optimism that these drugs might be useful in the prevention or treatment of COVID-19. Here's another voice. Mandeep Mehra, Harvard Medical School, professor and physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and a colleague at other institutions, he said that the test was done between December 20th, 2019 and April 14, 2020 on patients that tested positive for COVID-19 in 671 medical centers worldwide. Well, That tells you a couple things. Number one, we were aware on December 20th, 2019, that COVID-19 was an issue. Number two, it also tells you that hydroxychloroquine was known not to have any benefit as early as December. He said the mean age of those, now this flies in the face of Donald Trump's, you know, vile experiment on the elderly, near dead people at the VA, which we covered the other day. Nobody else did. Are they experimenting at the VA on our VA veterans? Yeah, I think they did. But the mean age of this study was 54 years old. 53% of these study subjects were men. And those who were on medical ventilators who received remdesivir, not hydroxychloroquine. Remdesivir, the drug made by Gilead, has shown promise in decreasing recovery times, but that the desperate measures of using hydroxychloroquine violated the oath to first do no harm. Mandeep Mira at Harvard said, in retrospect, using the drug without systemic testing was unwise. I wish we had this information at the outset. There has been potentially harm to patients. 15,000 of the 96,000 in the analysis were treated with hydroxychloroquine or in combination with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And the difference between patients who received the anti-malarials and those who did not was striking. This is the result. For those who were given hydroxychloroquine, there was a 34% increase in risk of death, 130% increase in risk of serious heart arrhythmias. For those who received hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, there was a 45% increased risk of death and a 411% increase in serious heart arrhythmias. The cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic, Stephen Nissen, who saw the new data, combined with data from smaller studies, said no one should be taking it outside of a clinical trial. Peter Lurie, a former top FDA official who heads the Center for Science and Public Interest, called the report, quote, another nail in the coffin for hydroxychloroquine, this time from the largest study ever. But he went even further. And so he said it was time to revoke the emergency use authorization that Trump was able to pressure the FDA into giving. This is Donald Trump's sick psychology of the right to try, except Donald Trump promoted this particular drug as something you had a right to try, and it caused increased death in people who received it. Michael Felderbaum, a spokesman for the FDA, said the agency doesn't generally comment on third-party research. But he did say that an emergency use authorization may be revised or revoked under certain circumstances, such as when there are suspected or linked adverse effects. They need to take this thing away from anybody treating COVID-19 as an option, okay? Period, end of story. This is nightmare scenario. And let me tell you something. In Brazil, where they have their, mini Trump, they have their Trumpinista. I don't know what to call him, right? Bolsonaro. He is telling his people hydroxychloroquine is a miracle drug and that they should take it, and ordered absolutely no lockdowns. Brazil's rate of COVID and death is skyrocketing. They've just passed 20,000 deaths in Sao Paulo, okay? I mean, this is just, and he's telling his people, we don't need any stinking lockdown. We have hydroxychloroquine. We have hydroxychloroquine. I mean, it's really sick and twisted what these guys are doing to save their administrations, not their people, their own behinds. Wow. Stunning.